Lecture 22, A New Conservatism, Anti-Modernism and the Origins of Fascism.
Hello. In our last lecture, we discussed a cleavage that emerged within the liberal parties, the liberal establishment of Europe in the crucial decade of the 1890s, a cleavage between those liberals who sought to hold to the old orthodox liberalism of the early 19th century, the tried and true orthodox liberalism that had produced so much prosperity, such an enormous industrial and commercial growth over the course of the decades, and those reform-minded liberals who, looking about in the 1890s, saw a society that was increasingly urban, increasingly beset amid all of the prosperity with a great social problem, the problem of an emerging blue-collar working class that seemed to be increasingly alienated from the mainstream of European life, and which was increasingly being drawn, lured, liberals would have argued, toward Marxist socialism. But liberals weren't alone in their efforts to find a new compound, weren't alone in their sense that the situation, social situation in Europe, needed a reevaluation. Increasingly, conservative voices were being raised condemning both liberal capitalism and Marxist socialism. Indeed, in England, in France, in Germany, in Italy, manifestations against what was increasingly being called modernity, against urbanism, materialism, and so on, were being raised. All across industrial Europe, intellectuals and commentators, and increasingly organized social groups, sought some new political formula, a new political compound that was neither liberal nor socialist and was not a return to traditional conservatism. Formally organized conservative parties found themselves in the 1890s in a genuine quandary. Divine right monarchy was largely dead, held on to only by a handful of the most rock-ribbed conservative monarchists. The Bismarckian formula, the Bonapartist formula of mid-century, also seemed to have led them awry. Conservatism in the last decade of the 19th century seemed to be increasingly irrelevant, pushed to the side. And yet, it would be in the 1890s that a new form of conservatism would emerge with broad cultural roots based on a criticism of modern industrial society. I think one has to evaluate this in the context of what must be seen as a crisis of middle-class ideology at the close of the 19th century, a profound crisis, as we've seen, of liberalism everywhere in Europe that had been building in the 1880s, but emerged most saliently in the crucial decade of the 1890s. What one sees, and I'm not talking here about organized politics, but in a broad band of art, of literature, of social commentary, a growing sense of unease with urbanization, with industrialization, with the emphasis on reason, on rational positivism, as it was often called. There was a growing sense among a great many intellectuals that the modern era was dominated by a cold anonymity, the lack of any sort of bonds to the past, the breakdown of community, and the emergence of class conflict. One saw the emergence of a new criticism, a criticism of modernity that rejected Manchesterism, as liberalism increasingly came to be called, liberalism, in fact, in all its guises, but also Marxism as well, for their cold rationality, their mechanistic view of society and political development, and on their materialism. In fact, what one begins to see in the 1890s is a kind of neo-romanticism, a rejection of the basic premises of the Enlightenment. Thought, the view that reason had led into this cold, anonymous, mechanistic world. So they contrasted reason versus spontaneity,